Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dan Kestenbaum. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We spent a lot of time in yesterday's shiur on the sugya of Davar Sheyesh Matirim on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So we're going to pick up today from Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara asks a contradiction from our Mishnah to the very next Mishnah, which is actually on today's daf, on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Our Mishnah said that someone makes a neder from challah, from milk. According to the Rabbanon, he's mutter bekum, he's mutter in the way. V'Rabbi Yosi Iser, and Rabbi Yosi holds its aser. And this seems to contradict the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, because the Mishnah says that someone who makes a neder from adashim, from lentils, he's aser ba'ashishim, he's aser nashishim, which Iran explains from the Yerushalmi that these are lentils that are ground and kneaded and fried with honey. And the Rabbanon hold that even though the lentils are in a different form, nonetheless, they're still going to be aser. V'Rabbi Yosi mater, and Rabbi Yosi permits. So we have an exact opposite, a flip of opinions, where here Rabbi Yosi is the lenient one, and Rabbi Yosi permits the ashishim, since they're a different form than the adashim. The Ran explains that the contradiction is really only from Rabbi Yosi's opinion, and not in the Rabbanan's opinion. And the reason is as follows. The whey we understand is not the same as milk. Whey separates from the milk when the milk curdles into cheese. And now we can understand that there are button hold that if someone makes a nether from milk, he's mutter in the whey. However, by the lentils, it's not a different object. It's the same lentils that are just coated with honey. And therefore, we could understand that the Rabbanan would hold that that is worse, that that is different than the case of the whey. And therefore, it's pashat that it's not a problem in the shita of the Rabbanan. The Gemara is only bothered by the stira in the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Because in Rabbi Yosi, it's a kal v'chaymer. How could it be that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi holds that he's usher in the whey, which is more different than the milk, and yet, by the case of the lentils, which is the very same lentils, just coated with honey, there Rabbi Yosi is lenient. If over there by the lentils he's lenient, kal v'chomer, he should be lenient by the whey. However, the Rosh and Taisus learn that the Gemara is asking a stira both from the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi, and they go l'shitasam, because they explain that ashishim, not like the Ran, that it's lentils fried with honey, but they explain that ashishim is the psailas, is the discards of the lentils, and therefore it is similar to the case of the whey of the milk. What is the Gemara answer to this stira being presented? Once again, according to the Ran, it's a stira in the shitas of Rabbi Yosi. According to the Russian Taisvis, we're asking both from the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara answers that it's not a question. Each one, Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, are in a different place. In the place of the Rabbanan, they called milk, milk, chalba, chalba, ulakuma, kuma, and they called the whey, the whey. However, in the place of Rabbi Yosi, they called the kuma, they called the whey, kuma de chalba. They would call the whey the kuma of the chalab, the kum of the milk. And since in the place of Rabbi Yosi they called it the kuma de chalva, the whey of the milk, so memela Rabbi Yosi holds when a person makes a neder on milk, he's going to be aser in the whey. This Gemara, the teretz of the Gemara, works beautifully according to the Mahalich of the Ran. Why? Because the Gemara only explains the difference between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan by the case of the milk. And the Gemara is answering, according to the Ran, that only by the case of the milk, Rabbi Yosi asers, because people called it kuma de chalba. the name of the milk is still on the kum, and therefore it's different than the case of the ashishim, the case of the lentils, that even though it's lentils themselves, but nonetheless people don't call it lentils, they call it a special name of ashishim, and there Reb Yossi is lenient. However, in the Rabbanan, the Gemara does not have to explain anything why they hold by the ashishim it's aser, even though they hold by the milk the whey is mutter, because we understand that the case of the ashishim is worse because it's the lentils themselves. However, according to the Russian Taisvis, where does the Gemara answer the stira in the Rabbanan? We still didn't explain why, according to the Rabbanan, we're going to be machmer by the ashishim, even though they're the discards of the lentils, similar to the whey of the milk. And the Rush and explains in his first teretz that the Gemara is expecting us to understand that the same way we said over here by the milk, Reb Yossi Aser is because the people called it Kuma Dechaba, so too, by the case of the Ashishim, the Rabbanan Aser, because in the Rabbanan's place, they would call it Ashishim de Adashim, the Ashishim of the lentils. So the Gemara expects us to understand that the same way that we said in Reb Yossi, it's Aser over here, because it's called Kuma Dechaba, so too, in the case of the Ashishim, the Rabbanan hold it's Aser, because in their place, it's called Ashishim Da'adashim, as opposed to in Reb Yossi's place, they just called it Ashishim, they did not call it Ashishim Da'adashim. Now, whether we learn the Gemara like the Ran or the Rush in Taisvis, the Gemara seems to clearly hold that if you call the object by its source, you call it Kuma Dechalba, then even the Rabbanan would agree to Reb Yossi that the Kum would be Aser, because the Gemara says in the place of the Rabbanan, they called Chalba Chalba and Kuma Kuma. It's mashma that even the Rabbanan would agree that if they called it Kuma de Chalba, that it would be Aser. And it comes out in our Gemara that there's no machlaikis really between Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan. However, the Beis Yosef in Reish Yud Zayin Yud Aleph in Yaradeya is medayik that the Rambam does not paskin this way, because the Rambam writes, like the shita of the Rabbanan, that someone who makes a nether from milk is mutter in the kum, and vice versa, someone who makes a nether from the kum is mutter in the chalav, in the milk. And the Rambam makes no mention of the distinction brought down in our Gemara, that in a place where it's called kuma dechalba, then one is going to be Aser in the Kum. And the Beis Yosef explains that the Rambam holds that the Rabbanan do not agree to Reb Yossi that if something's called on the shame Aviv, the shame of its source, that it's going to be Aser. And he brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that what's the reason for Reb Yossi? Because Reb Yossi holds that since the Kum is called Al Shame, the chalav, it's called kuma dechalba, it's going to be aser. And it's mashma from the Yerushalmi that the Rabbanan do not hold away. The Rabbanan hold, even if it's called kuma dechalba, bottom line, it's not called chalav itself. It's not called milk. It's only called kuma dechalba. And therefore, the Rabbanan would hold, it would be mutter. Our Gemara says, ba'asra de Rabbanan kar lechalba chalba lekuma kuma. Our Gemara says in the place of the Rabbanan, they only called Kuma, Kuma. They didn't call Kuma de Chalba. The Beis Yosef says our Gemara is Lav Dafka, it's Laravcha de Milsa. But the Gemara really did not have to come on to that in the Rabbanan. And really, the Rabbanan do not hold that there's a difference of whether it's called Kum by itself or whether it's called Kuma de Chalba. This, of course, only works according to the Mahalach of the Ran, that there was never a stira in the Shita of the Rabbanan from the case of the Adashim and the Ashishim, because over there, it's better because it's the lentils itself. However, according to the Rush and Taisvis, that the Gemara needs to explain the Shita of the Rabbanan, and the Rush explains his first teretz, that according to the Rabbanan, the reason why Ashishim are Aser is because it's called Ashishim Da'adashim, So in Mela you have to say that even the Rabbanan agree to this idea that if it's called Al Shem Aviv, that it's going to be Aser. And it's very good because the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos learns that Ashishim are crushed lentils. He doesn't mention the honey, but he says it's crushed lentils. And he doesn't explain, like the Rush and Taisus, that it's the discards, that it's the psiles of the Adashim. L'chora, we could bring a support to the Rambam Shita from our Mishnah and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in today's Daf. The Mishnah says that someone who makes a neder from tamarim, from dates, is mutter in dvash tamarim, in date honey. And similarly, someone who makes a neder from steiny ice, from unripe grapes, mutter b'chaymet steiny ice, is mutter in the vinegar that comes out from them. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, kol shashem toldasa kruya lav, the neder himeno aser b'yotze himeno. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that if the dvash is called dvash tamarim, it's called on the name of its source, al shem aviv, then the dvash is going to be aser if a person makes a neder from tamarim, and the same thing by the chaymates, steiny ice. And the Ran over here asks that this lechaira contradicts the Gemara earlier on in Beis and Beis, where we said that even according to the Rabbanan, if the kum, if the whey is called kuma dechalba, is called the whey of the milk, even the Rabbanan hold that if the person makes a neder from the chala, from the milk, he'll be aser in the kum, in the whey as well, since it's called by the source, by the milk. And over here we're saying, according to this Mishnah, that one is mutter in the dvash of the tamarim, in the date honey, even though it's called by the tamarim. So it's a steer to what we said earlier. And the Ran has to answer that the case of the whey of the kum is different, because since it's not a different form, the whey was already there in the milk. Afterwards, it's separated. So there, it's more similar to chalav, to milk. And if it's called kuma dechalba, it's going to be aser. However, over here, where you're making honey from the dates, where the honey has a completely different form than the dates, then even though it's called dvash tamarim, still, it's going to be mutter. However, according to the Rambam, it's beautiful, because the Rambam holds that according to the Rabbanan, even if it's called kuma dechalba, still the person is mutter in the kum. We don't care about the fact that it's called by the al shem aviv, by its source. And therefore, our Mishnah works out beautifully that even though it's called dvash tamarim, still he is going to be mutter in the Tavash. Going further to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says someone who makes a neder from anavim, from grapes, nonetheless mutter b'yayin, he's mutter in wine. Min hazesim, if someone makes a neder from olives, he's mutter b'shamin, he's mutter in oil. However, if someone says kainim zesim v'anavim elu sha'ani tayim, I aser these olives or these grapes that I taste, aser bahen uveyotzemehen, then he's not only aser in the grapes and olives, he's also aser in the wine and oil that comes out from them. And the Gemara is a shaila that which one of these expressions is what causes the person to be aser in the wine and oil. Is it because the person said elu, he specified these, which he makes it on himself like hektish, or it's because the person said shani tayim. Since he said I won't taste it, he's coming to include even the liquid that comes out of it. And the Gemara comes out in the Maskana. We bring a raya from the previous Mishnah, from the case of the eggs cooked with the meat, that definitely if a person says elu, if a person said he asers these specific grapes or olives, he's going to be aser in the wine and oil, even if he does not say shani tayim. But the question of Rami Bar Chama was, what happens if a person just says shani tayim? He says kainim zesim or anavim shani tayim. Do we say in such a case, since he added the expression of Shani Tayim, that he's also asering himself in the wine or oil that comes out from the grapes and olives. The Ran over here offers two different explanations as to why Shani Tayim would we say that the person is going to be asur in the wine or oil that comes out of the fruit. And the second pshat the Ran brings, the more simple pshat, is that the lashon of Shani Tayim, and as well, if the person says Shani Eichel, that I eat, the lashon is mashma, that he's coming to asur on himself any eating, any tasting that comes out of the fruit, of the grapes, the olives, that he asur on himself, and therefore we have a suffix if he's going to be asur. The Ran's first pshat that he brings is that the words Shani Tayim are extra. He could have said, Kainim Anavim Alai, I asur grapes on myself. He didn't have to add the words Shani Tayim. So it's from the extra lashon, the extra words that he uses, that we say that he must be coming to add Isser upon himself, and he's coming to add even the wine, the juice that comes out of the fruit that he asur on himself. And that's the suffix of the Gemara, whether these words of Shani Tayim that are extra are coming to include even the wine, the juice that comes out of the fruit. And the Ran continues and says that we understand Shani Tayim would be extra, but in a case where he said Shani Eichel, where the Gemara is mashma as well, there would be the same Shaila over there. Shani Eichel L'chaira is not extra, the Ran says, because if the person just said that he's asuring the fruit on himself without specifying Shani Eichel, that he's asuring on himself Achila, the Ran says he would be asur not only in Achila, he would be asur in Hana as well. So maybe the reason why the person said Shani Eichel is because he only wants to be asur in Achila, which is the halacha, the person only said Shani Eichel, and he wants to exclude himself from being asur in Hana. So how could we midayik the extra words of Shani Eichel? And the Ran answers that the person could have said, Kainem Peiros Ba'achila Alai, that I asur the fruit Ba'achila in eating. He didn't have to say Shani Eichel, which is a little bit more wordy. So he used the Lashem Shani Eichel instead of saying Ba'achila in eating. So maybe he's coming to include even the liquid that comes out of the fruit. Before we discuss some of the details in this Ran, we see from the Ran a very big yisite. The Ran is mavur, the Ran is clear, that if the person just says that he asurs the fruit upon himself, the Ran says you would be asur not only in eating, drinking, he would also be asur in all hana from the fruit. One may taina, the Ran only is saying this in the case where the person said, peiros elu, these fruit, where the Gemara said earlier, when a person says, peiros elu, or a person says, zeh, this object, then he's asur in hana, it's shavilav, chaticha disura, it's asur like hektish. However, it's clear, as the Karanaira and the Mali Arayim point out in the Ran over here, that the Ran doesn't mean that we're talking about a case where the person said, peiros elu. Because as the Ran explained, the Gemara's whole Shaila now, the Gemara's Maskana, the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama is a case where the person just said, Shani Tayim, and he did not say elu. And they say the Ran's Lav Dafka when the Ran keeps on saying the words, peiros elu. So it comes out from the Ran, that the Ran holds, even if the person just says, Kainim Peirais Alai, that he asks the fruit on himself, unless he specifies Be'achila, he's going to be Asr not only in eating, but he also will be Asr in a very big Yisite in the Ran over here. And it's really a problem, as the Karan Ira is Ma'ira, that the Ran contradicts himself from later on. The Ran on Zayin Amar Aleph writes over there on top that in a case where a person asurs on himself figs or grapes, the Ran says if he doesn't specify these specific grapes, he just asers all grapes or figs on himself. The Ran says he's only usher in achila. He's only usher in eating, which contradicts the Ran over here, where the Ran says that he's also usher in hana. The Rush over there on Enzayim Aleph is also mavur, like the sheet of the Ran over here. The Rush over there says that even if he doesn't say these fruit, he is also going to be usher in hana. So we have over here, the Ran over here holds that if the person asers on himself fruit, he's going to be asr in achila and hana, if he doesn't specify. And that as well is the sheet of the Rush later on Enzayin Amid Aleph. However, the Ran later on Enzayin is mavur, the opposite, that he is only going to be asr in achila. If you remember, we mentioned in yesterday's daf that the Taz learned in the Mishnah earlier on an Aleph and a Beis that someone makes a nether from milk, is mutter and kum, that the Taz wanted to learn that he's not mutter to drink the kum, according to those shitas that hold it's usr to drink kum, but rather it's mutter in hana of the kum. So the Taz is mavur, that the Taz held that when a person makes a nether stam from the milk, he's even usr in hana, like the Ran over here. And that's why the Mishnah has to say that he's mutter to get hana from the kum, even though he's usr to get hana from the milk. The big question on this sheet of the Taz, the sheet of the Ran over here, and the Rush later on, that all seem to hold that if the person makes a stam nether, he is even going to be usr in hana. We assume the person's usring on himself the object completely. The big problem is, what do we do with the Mishnah earlier on an Aleph and Beis, top of an Beis and an Aleph, that says, Hainaydir min abasar, someone who makes a nether from meat, mutter beraitev of a kippah, he's mutter in the gravy and kippah, the small shreds of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. L'chara, it's a riot from here, that the person's not usr in hana. If he's usr in hana of the meat, so then, l'chora, he should be usr in the gravy and the shreds of meat. He's getting hana from the basar. And in fact, Taisus on the Mishnah, Taisus on the bottom of Nanalaf and Amid Beis says that we see from here that someone who makes a nether from meat stam, he'd be allowed to sell the meat because the person's not usring himself in hana. He's just usring himself in eating. It's only if the person says, I aser this piece of meat, basar zeh, like we see in the end of the Mishnah, then the person is going to be aser in ana. So what does the Taz, the Rush, and the Ran do with this Mishnah? L'chora, we can suggest that even though the person makes a nether from meat, he's aser in hana from the meat, but he's only aser from hana of the meat as long as it's still meat. So he would not be allowed to sell the meat according to this shita. However, once the meat loses its form, now you're looking at gravy. So it's not considered you're getting hana from meat. It's not considered the object of meat anymore. It's not included in his original nether. So even though when it comes to certainly things that are asr ba'ana, like Arla, like Hektish, things that are asr ba'ana, certainly, if there's a taste, there's a mixture of any of the original object, it's going to be asr. But in Hilchos Nedarim, when a person makes a neder, the person only means to asr this object from getting hana, so he only means to asr hana from the object called meat. Once it's not considered meat anymore, it's lost the shame of meat, then it's mutter to get hana from it. And the Mela of the Mishnah says he's mutter in the raitiv and the kippah. We saw a similar concept from the first Mishnah of our Perek, where the Mishnah said, we discussed, someone who makes a nether from mevushel, from cooked meat, so he's mutter vitzli v'shalak, where the Rush explains that he's mutter in meat that is overcooked. So it comes out, like we pointed out then, from the Shalmei Nedarim, that the same piece of meat which was usher a minute ago because it was cooked, and then afterwards the person continued cooking it and brought it to the state of overcooked, now he's going to be mutter in this very piece of meat that was usher, that he was usher in just a few minutes before. And the reason is because that was not included in his intention, in his neder. And the same thing we could say over here, l'chayra, very simple, that even if the person's asering hana from the meat, he's only asering hana from the meat when it's still in the state of meat, and not when it takes on a different form. That's not nichlal in his neder. Moving ahead to today's daf, daf and gimel, I'd like to discuss the Mishnah and the Gemara of the case of a person who makes a neder from shemen, a person who makes a neder from oil, where the Mishnah says if a person makes a neder from shemen, he's mutter b'shemen shemshemin, he's mutter in sesame oil. And the Gemara explains that this would only apply in Eretz Yisrael, where they only had olive oil, and therefore the person makes a neder from shemen, he definitely means olive oil, and therefore he's mutter in sesame oil. However, the Gemara says that in Bavel, where it was the opposite, they only had sesame oil, they didn't have olive oil. So then if a person makes a neder from shemen in Bavel, he is usher in shemen shumshemen, he's usher in sesame oil, and he's mutter b'shemen zayis, and he's mutter in olive oil. And the Gemara continues, which is quoting from a brisa, that a place shemistavkim mizeh mizeh, a place where they use both olive oil and sesame oil, aser bazeh ubazeh, he's going to be aser in both of them. And the Gemara asks, pshita, it's obvious that he's aser in both of them. And the Gemara answers, leitzricha deruba minchad mistavkim, we need the chiddush of the brisa, where most people are using one of the oils. So ma'aratema azal basaruba, I would say you go basarayv, kamash malan safik isur l'chamra. So chiddush of the brisa is even if, let's say, most of the people are using olive oil and only a minority use sesame oil, nonetheless, if he makes a neder from shemen, he's going to be asur in both of them, and we don't go after the rayv, and we say safik isur is l'chamra. The obvious question we need to discuss is how come we do not go after the rayv? We have a klal in entire Shas when it comes to Isurim. We go after the rayv. So if the rayv of the people are using one type of oil, let's say rayv are using olive oil, so why is he going to be usher in the miyut, in the minority? Why is he going to be usher in the shemen shumshemen, in the sesame oil? So l'chayra, there's a very obvious answer to this question. The Gemara doesn't say that most people, when they say shemen, they mean olive oil. And a minority of people, when they refer to oil, when they say shemen, they mean sesame oil. The Gemara says that most people use olive oil, and a minority of people use sesame oil. So it's very possible that even though most people use olive oil, but it's still possible that when someone uses the word shemen, stam, it could be 50-50, a regular suffix, that maybe that includes the sesame oil as well, because since a minority of people, and mistama is a substantial minority of people that use sesame oil, so even the people that don't use sesame oil, but when they say shemen, perhaps they mean to include sesame oil as well, since it's something that was used in that place. So memela, there is no rive over here. This l'chayra is how the Ran explains the Gemara, because the Ran writes, the kivan de'ika mi'utam de'mistafki mehumina, since there's a minority of people that use this type of oil, ika l'sfuke, we have a suffix, dilma afilu la'ilu niskaven, maybe he even means to include this type of oil. The Ran doesn't say a minority of people refer to the shemen, as one type of oil. The Ran says the minority people use the oil, and therefore maybe the person has in mind for this type of oil as well. This Mahalech may be necessary as well to explain Taisis over here. Taisis over here is Mashma, that it's not a misafik that he's usher in the sesame oil, in the oil that's used as a minority. Taisis is Mashma, he's usher Vadai. The Lashon of Taisis is Degame Oisei Shemistafkin Hamir Aser Atzmo. He even asered himself in the oil that the minority used. It's Mashma and Taisis that he's Aser Midin Vadai. Sarach Ian in the Lashon of the Gemara of Safik Yisur Lechumra. But if we take Taisis at face value, that he's Aser Vadai, he's Chayiv Malkus, on the oil that's used by the minority, what's a pshat? There's only a minority of people that use this oil, and there's a majority against him. Why would it be Aser Vadai? It's hard enough to understand being Aser as a Safek. But according to what we said, it makes a lot of sense that perhaps since a substantial minority uses this kind of oil, so Mimela, everybody, when they say Shemen, when they say oil, they include both types of oil, and therefore he's going to be Aser in both types, Vadai, not even as a Safek. According to what we're saying now, it would come out that Ein Achinami, if we would know that most people, when they say Shemen, they mean olive oil, and only a minority of people, when they actually say the word Shemen, they refer to sesame oil. If that would be the case, Ein Achinami, if a person said Shemen, we would go after the rife, and he would be only usher in olive oil, not sesame oil. The excitement begins when we come to the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Tes, Halacha Hey, is Mavur, is clear, he writes that even though most people, when they say Shemen, they're referring to olive oil, and when they refer to sesame oil, they specify Shemen, Shum Shemen. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes that since a minority of people refer to oil as sesame oil, he's going to be Aser. He's not going to get Malkus on the sesame oil, but he's going to be Aser Misafik. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam, that the Rambam understands our Gemara, that even though most people, when they say Shemen, they mean olive oil, it's not just most people use olive oil, but most people, when they say Shemen, they mean olive oil. Nonetheless, the Rambam learns we do not go after the majority, and he's going to be usher in the sesame oil misafek. The Shulchan Aruch as well, in Yoredeya Reish Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, also paskins like the Rambam, that even if the majority of a place refers to something a certain way, but if a minority does not, we don't go after the rive, we are machmer misafek. And here the question is, what is a pshat in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the way they're understanding our Gemara? Why don't we go after the rife if the majority of people, when they say Shemen, they mean olive oil? So why are we going to ask the person based on the minority, that the minority of people, when they say Shemen, they're including the sesame oil as well? What happened to the regular din of Holchan Basar, right? The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Sedarim Perek Tes Halacha Hey offers a beautiful teretz, a yesite, to answer this question. The Marei Mesada over here as well is mechaven to this yesite, and they taina as follows: the only time we go after Raiv is when the Raiv and the Miet contradict each other; they're mutually exclusive of one another. For example, the typical case of rife, we're not sure whether a particular piece of meat is kosher or treif, so we go after the rife. The rife says it's kosher, it's kosher. The meat is saying it's not kosher, so we go after the rife against the meat. However, over here, the rife and meat do not conflict with each other 100%. even though most people, when they say shemen, they refer to olive oil, the minority of people, they refer to oil as sesame oil. So when he says shemen, and we say that maybe he meant both, maybe he meant the olive oil and the sesame oil, that's not contradicting the Rive. It's going like the Rive, that the Rive have in mind olive oil, and as well, we're incorporating, we're chayshesh for the miyat that mean the sesame oil. So since the Rive does not contradict with the miyat, it's not one or the other, we're able to satisfy both and say that maybe the person had in mind the olive oil and the sesame oil. So in such a case, we do not say the din of Holchem Basar HaRaib, and we are going to be machmer for the suffix. The Lechem Mishnah later on in Perek Yud Halacha Tes uses this yusait to answer another question. The Rosh says later on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that if a person asers himself until the katsir, until the harvest, the Rosh says that if most of the harvest in that place is wheat, so then he's going to be aser until the wheat harvest. And vice versa, if most people are harvesting barley, so then he's aser until the harvest of the barley. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Yoredeya Reish Chaf Sif Yadalit. So the Lechem Mishnah asks, why is it different than our halacha that we learned over here, that we don't go after the majority, we're chayshish for the minority of people that call the shemen shumshemen for the sesame oil. Zok the Lechem Mishnah, according to what he said, it's beautiful. Because in this case, there's only one harvest. It's either going to be he's only going to be usher till the wheat harvest, or he's going to be usher until the barley harvest. He can't be usher to both of them. He could only be usher to one of them. And since he could only mean one of them, either the wheat or the barley, so mamela we have to go by the Rive. We go after the majority. However, in our case over here, where we're able to say that when he says shemen, he's incorporating both the olive oil and the sesame oil, the Rive and the meat, in such a case, we go l'chumra, and we do not rely simply on the Rive. The Shalmei Nedarim over here offers another mahalach, another explanation why over here we do not go after the Rive. The Shalmei Nedarim brings Yisaitis Tikkur Ramban in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Amud Beis, where the Ramban says that a Rive, that a majority that's based on a minag, on the custom of the people, it's not something of teva, something of nature, like we have a Rive in Shas, that Rive women that become pregnant do not have a male, zachar, because you have 50% of females and the minority of mapilois, of miscarriages. That's a Rive that's tully, that's a chayk, that's tully in nature, it's under no one's control. But a Rive that's tully in the minig, in the custom of the people, and who knows, maybe this specific person, his practice was like the miyat of people. Such a Rive is not as strong, and therefore the Ramban says, we do not rely on such a Rive by a case of Eishes Ish, we are machmer. And the Shalmei Nedarim wants to say that the same thing applies to our sugya by Nedarim, that since Nedarim is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, so we find that we're more machmer by the suffix of Nedarim. So hu adin with a Rive that's a weaker Rive, a Rive that's tully in the minig, in the practice of the people, how they refer to the shemen, in such a case where it's a subjective Rive, it's not a Rive of nature, not an objective Rive, in such a case, we do not rely on a Rive. The Shav Shmaitza and Shmaitza Dalet Perek Vav uses this Yisait to explain Taisus and Sanhedrin on Gimel Amud Beis. We know, we have a Machlekes in Shas, Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says we go after Rive even by money matters, And Shmuel says, by money, ain holchin, b'mamayin, basar ripe, Gemara in Baba Basra, and Daf Tzadi Beis, Baba Kama, Mem Vavam and Beis. Taisvis in Sanhedrin and Gilman Beis qualifies the Shita of Shmuel. And Taisvis says that it's only in this type of rive that Shmuel holds we don't go after the rive by money. In the like the case over there where we're not sure why the person bought the animal, did he buy the animal for meat? Or did he buy the animal to work for plowing? And the question is, if afterwards the animal turns out to be wild and you'd have to shecht it, whether it's a mekach tais, if he bought it for meat, so then it doesn't make a difference. If he bought it to work, so then it's a mekach tais. This is not an animal that he can have work. And Shmuel says, even if rive, even if the majority of people buy for work, nonetheless, he can't ask for the money back, because by money, we don't go after the right. Zak Taisvis, it's only in a case like this. It's not all over that Shmuel would hold. You don't go after the right. But Taisvis is very susum. He doesn't explain what exactly is different about this right. So Zak Tashmaitza, that Taisvis means, like this Ramban, the Ritva as well in Kedushin, and Daf Nun Amud Beis says this, that a rive that's not a rive of nature, like the woman giving birth, a rive that depends on what the minig of the place is, and this specific person could have easily done, had in mind, like the minority of the people, such a rive is a weaker rive, it's not an objective rive, and there, we do not go mamayin by money, we don't go after the rive, such a rive, similar to Ramban, that we don't go after a rive like this by Eishes Ish, and like the Shalmei Nedarim wants to explain our Gemara, that we don't use such a rive by Nedarim because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Just to quickly review what we've said, the question was, why does our Gemara say that even if the majority of people use the olive oil, and according to the Rambam, it's the majority of people call shemen stam olive oil, nonetheless, he's going to be usher in the shemen shemshemen. He's going to be usher in the sesame oil. We do not go after the rive. And the question is why? Why don't we go after the rive like everywhere else? We go after the rive in the Torah. And we gave over to Mahalchem, the Lechem Mishnah, Mrei Mesada, Seya Yusai, that we only go after a rive if the rive contradicts the miyat. You're not able to satisfy both of them. It's either one or the other. However, in our case, where the shemen, when he says shemen, we could say it includes the oil, the olive oil, and also includes the sesame oil. In such a case, we don't go after the rive. And the second malach we said from the Shalmei Nedarim, based on the aside of the Rishayim, that a rive that depends on the person's das, on what the person's thinking, or on the minig of the place, such a rive is a weaker rive. And Zakta Shalmei Nedarim, by Nedarim, which is Davar Yishayesh Matirim, we do not rely, we do not use such a rite. Another ara in this sugya, which Achrayim discuss, is how this fits with the sugya earlier, with the Mishnah earlier, on Daf Yerchasim Abates. The Mishnah said earlier, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer Uperushim Lahakel. Stam Nedarim were machmer, but if he explains, we can go lahakel. And the Mishnah goes on and says, if a person says that this thing should be aser to me like basar maliach, like salt and meat, so he is going to be aser because we assume he means basar of kachim, a basar of a karban, which is a davar hanadar. However, if he explains that he did not mean the meat of a carbon, he meant the meat of Avodah Zarah that was used for Avodah Zarah, which is not a davar anadar, that is a davar ha'asar. So then he is believed and the nether is not going to be chal. The only time he is not believed to explain his nether to be mako is in a case where the majority of people, when they say basar, maliach, they refer to kachim. So then, as it's mavur in the Mishnah and is brought in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Reish Ches, there he is not going to be believed against a rive. But it's mavur in this sugya that if it's 50-50, then we would believe him to say that when he said basar maliach, he was referring to the basar of Avodah Zarah, and he's not going to be asar. Frek, the Taz, and the Shach, Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Reish Ches, that how does this differ from our sugya, where we say that even if the majority of people mean shemen, they mean olive oil, nonetheless, he's still going to be asar in the shemen shumshemen, in the sesame oil, which is a minority. So here we see that even if the majority is on his side, still he's going to be asar. Yet earlier in the sugya Yud Ches, we say even if it's 50-50, we are lenient and we believe him to say that he meant basar of Avodah Zarah and he's going to be mutter. The Shach over there in Reish Ches Ais Gimel gives a very simple answer. He says, Ein achinami in our Gemara as well, if the person would explain and say that when he says shemen, he only meant olive oil, he did not mean sesame oil. So then, Zok Teshach, Ein achinami, he would be believed, just like the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Ches, and even if it would be 50-50, by our case of the oil, we would believe him. Our Gemara is talking about where he didn't explain, maybe he didn't have any specific intention, he just said he's asering shemen on himself, but if he would explain that he only meant olive oil, ene chinami, he will not be aser in sesame oil. There is still a problem here in comparing the sugyas that the Shach does not address, and that is, what happens in the case of the meat of the basar maliach? Most people, when they say basar maliach, refer to Avodah Zarah. Over there, the Shach himself, in Ais Dalet, says that he's going to be mutter. And it's clear in the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, that even without him coming to explain that he meant the basar of Avodah Zarah, stam, since the majority of people, when they say basar maliach, they refer to Avodah Zarah, he is going to be mutter. And this contradicts our sugya, because our sugya clearly says that even if there's a ripe lahakel, we're still going to say he's asar. And even according to the Shach, it's only if he comes and explains that he meant only olive oil, then we're going to permit him in the sesame oil. But without an explanation, we're going to be machmer, even though it's against the ripe. Yet in the case of a person who compares the davar to the basar maliach, in such a case, we go after the right, and there's no need for his explanation. And possibly the explanation, even if he says that he meant to say basar of a carbon, he was referring to, still, he may be mutter because the majority of people, when they say basar maliach, are referring to Avodah Zarah. So the question is, why is it different than our sugya, where we say we don't go after the ripe? Lachara, we could answer based on the Lechem Mishnah we mentioned earlier. The Lechem Mishnah says you only go after ripe if the ripe contradicts the minority. It's one or another. As opposed to our case of the shemen, where we said you could have both, that when he says shemen, it includes the olive oil and includes the miyat of the sesame oil. Such a case, we don't go after the rife. Memela, there's no kasha from this Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Ches, because it's either one or the other. Either the person meant to compare the object to the meat of a carbon, or he meant to compare it to the meat of Avodah Zarah. In such a case, we go after the rife, like the rest of the Torah, and therefore, he is going to be mutter if most people refer to the meat as basar Avodah Zarah. And this is how the Chassam Sofer, later on Samach Beis and Beis, answers this question from the Sugya on Daf Yud Ches. The Taz, in the beginning of Siman Reish Ches, offers a different teretz, a different distinction between our Sugya and the Sugya earlier on Daf Yud Ches, and he says a beautiful chiluk. He says, in our Sugya, the question is, what did the person aser? Did the person aser only the shemen zayis, the olive oil, like the rive? Or maybe he also asered the shemen shemshemen, like the miyat? Then we have a klal that we go l'chumra by nedarim, even if it's against the rive. However, in the case earlier on Daf Yud Ches, the shaila was not on the what he asered. The shaila is on the simen, on the object that he used to compare, to create his nether. And Zakta Taz, if the suffix is not on the nether itself, on what he asered, but rather on something on the side, on what he compared his nether to, something that's used as a simen, there we go after the rive, there we're not chayshish for the miyat. So in the case earlier on Daf Yud Ches, where the person compared something to basar maliach, so he's using basar maliach badfasa to compare whatever he's asering, and there we go after the rive, and if rive people, when they say basar maliach, refer to avodah zarah, he is not going to be asar. And with this yisayin, the Taz answers the question we mentioned earlier from the Lecha Mishnah, that later on, in Reish Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rush, on Samach Aleph from the Beis, that if a person asers himself until the Katzer, until the harvest, if most people harvest wheat in that place, he is only going to be Aser until the wheat harvest, not the barley harvest. And Zakta Taz, why? I thought by Nedarim, we are Chayshesh, we're concerned even with the Miyat. So Zakta Taz, there also, it's not a question as to what he asked on himself. The katzir, the harvest, is being used as a simen until when is his nether going to last for? Until when he's going to be asr? So in such a case, we do go after the rive. Hajin Allah, Hanoider, Minamavusha, Mazel Tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.